we're going to go back in time because we're going to talk about school transportation. And the reason I say we go back in time is when I was a student in school, originally at Charon Center School, and then, of course, moving on to Housatonic Valley Regional High School, bus transportation was a major part out here on the hinterlands of getting to school and home from school. And it became traditional. You had bus drivers, and they became like members of your family. I remember originally Hans Petersen was a bus driver. His mother, father also worked. And you were like a family back then. And then Bob Hodling, of course. Anybody remember Bob Hodling after he retired from his regular business? He was a bus driver as well. And they became members of your family. And they were important members. Well, it's no different today. You need to get your students to school and home from school, to activities and home from activities, and bus transportation is a very important part of that. With us this morning, we have Steve Gardner of All Star Transportation, who called me and pointed out a very, very significant problem. And it's a problem that a lot of businesses are having, but it's especially important because it affects school, and that is getting bus drivers. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me this morning. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about the problem. I mean, anybody in retail, anybody who owns a business knows that. I mean, the other day I went to a LeBron's market, and in the evening their deli had to be closed. Why? Because there wasn't enough employees. The Copaic pool had to close for 2 days. Why? Because there's not enough employees. But now you come down to something that affects and the education of a child, and that is bus driving. Is it getting much more difficult to hire people to drive buses?
It's gotten harder, yes. A lot of the market that we would advertise to are retirees and moms with children, because they could bring their children on the bus with them. A lot of retirees figured out how to stay retired and not need a part-time job. So we've lost that segment of our market. So it's extremely difficult for us to find help in any of the towns that we cover.
You know, I'm glad you say that. That's why I brought up about Bob Hodling, who was just a great guy. The Petersons owned the bus company, but he didn't own a company. He was retired, and he needed to do something with his time. He could make some extra money, and he could also start kind of like a second career. And he was a bus driver my family had generations going from my aunt, my uncle, my brothers, my sister. And we grew up with these people driving buses. And unfortunately, it's not that way nowadays. And yet, the importance of what you do is there, because schools won't function unless students can get there.
Exactly right. We play a significant part in that child's day, and when transportation is altered or canceled, that's a huge inconvenience, not just for the parent, but for the child. They've already suffered enough through COVID with being on remote learning and being at home, and now you throw in the fact that they can't get a ride to school, or the ride is late getting to school, and it affects their education. And it's really difficult, because we want to get them to school. It's very difficult for us to do so.
So let's talk a little bit about the job itself. If somebody out there is listening and they're retired, recently retired, and they're looking to fill some time in the schedule, let's talk about the job, what it requires, what you expect of it, what they can expect, and basically what it pays, and just items like that for people that are listening.
So the best part about the job is it's part-time. It's a split shift, so you're not working an eight-hour day. So you go in for a couple hours in the morning, and then you get some time off in between your afternoon route, and that's your time to, you know, go run your errands, you know, do your laundry, get your dinner ready, pay your bills, go to the gym, get your hair done, all that kind of stuff. And then you get to go back and work for a couple more hours in the afternoon, and then you're done. And it's perfect for retirees, because, you know, they want to do traveling or they want to go on vacations, well, you get the summers off, you get the school vacations off, so you're still able to do things that you want to do throughout the year. So to me, it's a no-brainer. If you're a retiree and you just don't want to sit at home, this will keep you busy, you're around kids, you're impacting their lives, and you become part of the community, just like the drivers that you had mentioned before.
And do you need a special license?
Yes. So you need a CDL license with a Class B and a PNNS endorsement, and we pay you to get that license. We will pay for your training while you get your license.
All right, and once you get the job, what are the benefits? What are the hourly wages for the bus drivers?
So they range, to start, they usually make around $19 an hour, and then it goes up every year as they work. We offer dental insurance. We give our employees a life insurance policy if you're under a certain age. And they get paid holidays, they get paid sick time, and they get to work for a great company, and they get to work with great kids.
Now, you're talking about this, you're going to love this story. Years ago, when I was looking for radio jobs, okay? I had graduated high school, and I was looking for a job in radio, but I needed employment. And this is no lie. We're speaking, by the way, with Steve Gardner from All Star Transportation. I applied. There was a company in Torrington. This is now. We're talking over 50 years ago. Okay, but there was a taxi company in Torrington that also did buses. So I applied for a job. I got trained for the job, and I started the job as a bus driver. Well, come to find out, the state of Connecticut contacted the company. I was 17. I wasn't old enough to be a bus driver. I had worked for a week and a half to 2 weeks, but the state didn't catch up, even though they approved the application and everything, to my age.
Yeah.
But it was a job that I found, even at that young age, just as a responsibility that's there. It gives you a great responsibility. That's the great thing about dealing with retirees in the job. They know the responsibilities and the importance of hauling their precious cargo around. And in today's economic environment, making that extra money as a retiree really is important. So it's a winning combination to have someone who's a retiree, who's been through a lot in life and knows how to deal with things. And this is how do people apply for this job? Did they seek you out? Did they do it on the phone? Or did they do it on internet?
So they can visit our website at www.all-startransportation.com, or they can call our office in Lakeville, which is 860-435-0352, and speak with our manager, Michelle, who will gladly talk to them on the phone and have them come in and fill out an application.
And when this interview is done, we put this up on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, click on interviews. And on that page where you find the interview, you'll also find the phone numbers and the links for you to go to. I guess one other thing to point out is that what makes it so important about what you do is not only is it taking the students to school and back, but also the other activities and the other services that you provide the community above and beyond that.
Yes, we provide transportation to all the sporting events for Housatonic Valley, and all their field trips that the elementary schools go to. So, we're there, almost all year providing transportation for all the communities in the northwest corner.
I just, when you call and you mentioned the fact, and folks, let me point this out. We're a nonprofit radio station. We're not doing this interview and charging money for it. But when Steve called me and said, "Is there any way we could talk about this?" I just think it's just such a hugely important thing that there's jobs there to be had, there's money there to be had, and yes, you become an even more integral part of the community by doing this. I just hope that people respond and you can get the proper amount of drivers, because I can imagine trying to put together bus schedules for Region 1 alone must make you want to pull your hair out.
It's very difficult because of the terrain that we have to cover in such a short amount of time. And the amount of children that we have to pick up. So yes, it's a huge challenge for us. We've become really good at it over the last 2 years, and but we would like to get back to some kind of normalcy and be able to have a consistent bus schedule for all of our students.
Okay, so once again, Steve, give us the web address and the telephone number again, please.
So the web address is www.all-startransportation.com. And you can reach us at area code 860-435-0352.
Steve, thanks for joining us, and thank the drivers that you have for the work they do. It can be a thankless job, and it's an important job, and we appreciate that what they do.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you having me on the air and giving me the time to talk today.
All right, Steve, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Once again, Steve Gardner, All-Star Transportation.